Lesson 2. Faith in God. 1. The importance of the doctrine of faith. Many Christians don't allow God to operate in their lives because they don't understand the ways in which God wants to bless them. Sometimes we might think we have a problem with God when in fact, He has a problem with us. He cannot bless us more due to our lack of faith. God doesn't change. We're the ones who have to change. We have to abide by God's laws. The Bible says that we need to have faith in order to please God. When a baby is born, its muscles are not yet fully developed, and even though it possesses all of its organs, they are still small, and they need to grow and to develop. When we give our lives to Jesus, God puts a portion of faith in our hearts, but it's our job to grow spiritually and to develop the muscles of our faith. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Faith is the only thing God asks of us in order to obtain His favor. We have to believe that God exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Jesus said that faith is the greatest virtue one can have. Despite being persistent in seeking Jesus, the Canaanite woman, described in Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28, was rewarded not for her persistence, but for her faith. Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. A centurion approached Jesus with humility, but it was because of his faith that his servant was healed. Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. A blind man prayed sincerely, but received his healing because of his faith. Mark chapter 10, verse 52. Then Jesus said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 7, we see that faith is considered to be the root, or the foundation, by which seven aspects of our spiritual character are developed. These seven aspects are 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. You will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Nobody can bear fruit in the knowledge of God if they doubt his existence. Apostle Paul lists three virtues in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13. He claims that love is the most important of these. However, he also says that faith is the foundation for love as well as for hope. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the firm conviction of facts that you don't yet see. Because how can we love someone we've never seen, if we're not sure whether he exists or not? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Whom having not seen you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith the salvation of your souls. Our faith is based on Jesus, which means that having a feeling of fear towards the circumstances that occur in our lives is in fact doubting his power to answer our prayers in troubled times. Chapter 2. What is faith? Faith in God is believing that God exists, believing that He does what He promises, believing that He is there for us in times of trouble. Faith is like a magnet that pulls towards you the things that in fact already rightfully belong to you. They belong to you because they were given to by Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Faith also gets rid of the problems that the devil brings. Faith is also a force that removes mountains from your path. Basically, there are two types of faith. A. Human, natural faith. B. Godly faith. A. Human, natural faith It is the kind of faith that everyone has, even non-Christians. For example, many people travel by airplane, and they have faith in the plane and in the pilot. They travel by car and have faith in the tires. They believe that they won't become loose when the car starts moving. If they drive over a bridge, they have faith in the engineers who built it, and they have faith that it will carry the weight of the cars that are passing by. On the other hand, when Jesus says, "I am your Lord, I will supply all your needs, according to my endless richness, and I will supply abundantly," some still say, "I don't know, I don't know." Often people have more faith in their boss than in Jesus. Normally people even consult a doctor and believe that everything he says will happen to them. They have more faith in their doctor than in Jesus. B. Godly faith. Jesus was a man of faith. Jesus was the most successful man in the world. Everything he needed, he had. All he wanted to do, he did. He even died willingly. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, we see how the Lord told Joshua the secret of success. "Speak the word. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Meditate on the word, meditate in it day and night. Practice the word, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it." Faith in God is related to four things. 1. Believing in the promises of God, not doubting them. Faith is not what we often think it is, or what we want it to be. It is not based on what one says or on what tradition says, but it is believing in God's promises for us. Faith is not a leap in the dark. It's not something that you need to feel uncertain about. It is trusting in what God has promised us. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is the evidence of the things you do not see. Which things? Those that God has promised. So what does God promise? It is all written in the Bible. Many Christians do not even have a Bible. How can someone say he has faith if he doesn't know what God promises in His Word? Faith is based on the knowledge of the Word of God. However, we not only need to know it, we must believe that it is true. John chapter 17, verse 17. "Your word is truth." Mark chapter 12, verse 32. "Well said, teacher. You have spoken the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but He." John chapter 16, verse 30. "Now we are sure that you know all things, and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God." John chapter 6, verse 69. "Also we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Trusting the Word, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him." Believing in the Word is believing in the One who spoke the words that are written in the Bible. Psalm chapter 9, verse 10. "And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." Living by faith is not a leap in the dark. On the contrary, it allows you to walk in the light. Psalm chapter 119, verse 130. "The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Not doubting, not questioning God. Is this really going to work? James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. "Let him ask of God. It will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind." Mark chapter 11, verse 24. "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off were assured of them, embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." 2. Fill your heart with the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. Listen to the Word. Faith is based on the knowledge you have of the Word of God. Whoever wants to be rich in faith has to be rich in the knowledge of the Word of God. Paul wrote to the Romans, teaching them about how faith comes in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Whoever listens to the Word of God and pays attention to it will receive life. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 23. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. God's advice on how to lead a successful life can be found in the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Meditate in it day and night. 3. Speak according to the Word of God. God says in His Word that you are healthy. He says that you have been healed. God says that you are able to do anything, because greater is He who is in you than Satan who is in this world. Agree with God and you will prosper. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Speak the word. 4. Act according to the word of God. Obedience. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Then Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. It is better to obey, to do what God says, than to bring sacrifices. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, we read that we should practice the word of God, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Faith is acting according to the word of God. It's when you are in Jesus, and His word is inside of you. John chapter 15, verse 7. John chapter 3, verse 36. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Chapter 3, The Origin of Faith. Faith is not a human skill, it is a gift from God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit work together in the process of faith. Everybody who is saved in Jesus receives a measure of faith from God. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. By looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12, 2, we will walk in victory, and we will remain steadfast regardless of the problems we might face. For as long as Peter kept on looking at Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. As soon as he started being afraid of the wind and the waves, and paid attention to the circumstances that surrounded him, he began drowning. It's our job as Christians to develop this faith in our hearts, as is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Although the Holy Spirit is the one who places a measure of faith in our hearts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. To another faith by the same Spirit. At one time Jesus' disciples asked him, Make our faith greater. But faith is like a muscle that has to be exercised in order to grow. Our faith only grows by hearing the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Chapter 4. Faith and works. A. Faith without works is dead. Apostle James shows us that our works are the demonstration of our faith. We are justified before God because of the blood of Jesus and because of his works, and we are justified before man by the good works that we do as a natural consequence of having a true, living faith. When God looks at us, he sees the heart that he saved, but others only see us from the outside. They see the result of what is in our heart, the fruits of faith which are our good works. James chapter 2, verses 14 to 20. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? B. Some people say they have faith when in fact they don't. Our faith can be measured by the fruits that we bear. Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. Therefore by their fruits you will know them. Chapter 5. The results of our faith. A. We are saved by faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Not only are we saved by faith, but we must also live by faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. The just shall live by faith. We are sanctified by faith. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. To open their eyes, in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. We are set aside for God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. B. Faith gives us peace, rest, security and joy. Faith makes us feel safe and protected, grateful and joyful. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Salvation doesn't depend on what we feel, meaning that we don't necessarily have to feel any differently in order to be sure that we're saved. This is because our salvation doesn't depend on what we feel but on what the Word of God says. We have to read the Scriptures so that we're able to discover the truths that are contained within them. Combining this knowledge with our faith will allow us to experience a feeling of certainty. So, we conclude that the way we feel is a direct result of the truth and the faith that we have in our hearts, and that it shouldn't be a decisive factor in assuring us of our salvation. Many people want to feel something before they are able to believe in God's Word, but He ordained things to work the other way around. His ways are different from ours, and we only make a mess of things by wanting to do them our way, thus becoming confused, doubtful, and afraid. Having a firm faith in Christ, based on His unchangeable Word, is the secret to having a feeling of peace, rest, security, and perfect joy. See, faith allows us to do the same things Jesus did. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 to 34. And what more shall I say? for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. According to Jesus, there are no limits to the power of faith. By faith, Jesus' disciples will be able to do greater things than their master did. Faith is a great source of power for a believer. What can I do? Isn't the most important question that a believer can ask himself. But instead, he should ask himself this: how much am I able to believe in? Mark chapter 9, verse 23. All things are possible to him who believes. Always have faith in God. Place your trust in God and then he will set you free. He will heal you. He will save you, and there will be no limits to what you can do for God in favor of humanity.